Morning. We have a request for today, and it is, if I am not in the body, where am I? So take a breath. Be in the stillness. And rest as the presence that you are. Be still in the knowing I am the eternal, unborn presence. Okay. So I'm taking the question to mean I as being the I that I am. My one true self, and not what we would call the little I or the character. So, when the body is born or was born, it was given a name, a label. As to what to call the form. And as the form grew, the mind created the story of a character. And a character that was having certain experiences, but in a separate and personal way. As time passed, an attachment was made to the mind's fantasy character in a forming of what we call life, a life for a particular label. And then proceeding to make a specific story for a specific label. Now, in the mind story, the label performs different parts. Being a mom, being a dad, a sister, or a brother. Any of the 1,001 job titles. And the label has a life to live, to have tragedy and drama, or happy, joyful experiences. And so on and so on. We all know the story. Now, as the years go by, most of us, the story becomes our way of seeing the world and others and the universe. So the mind's dream of separation and what life is now the dream beliefs of consciousness in this specific location, dreaming and believing that the label, the character, is myself. So as we live as the form and label, we never recognize the purpose of the body in the dream world is that it is a vehicle for consciousness to have the experience of coming to know itself as consciousness. So the body that we see that is animated that we have is actually a vehicle, and it is not a person. The form, the body, will still have the label given it at its birth, but it can never become yourself. You are not a label. You are not a form. You are not an object. And the reason we cannot become to be the body is because the body appearing is appearing within you, within consciousness. There is nothing outside of your being. So therefore, you cannot be contained within anything. The appearance of the body seemingly moves, and seemingly functions inside of consciousness, not outside. So that is our story. Everyone comes through this story in one way or another until there is that spark within that begins to yearn for something more. Something that is not of the world. So follow a breath, rest back in the quietness of your being. Now, it doesn't mean you are not awake when you see yourself continuing to use the labels and say, hello, mom, or good evening, Sally, or let's take a walk, let us go for ice cream. The use of the labels on the forms is as like time. It's a great convenience. It too alludes to separation when we label. But just because we use names when we talk with someone or in filling out forms, we have to write down the name of the label. Or in correspondence, we use the name or the label. But it does not make you the name. It does not make you the label. when the unknowing look at an object, and this is that space thing again, the naming of the object generates within us the concept of separation. So it is by the labeling or by the space, but by the labeling and using the names as being what is there is where we fall short. Because what is there is what is always there, is the self, the consciousness that is ever present. That's what is there. So we use labels and names, but see them as a convenience and not to be believed as making everything separate. And this must be in your awareness at all times until it is established deeply within you that I am not a person. I am not a label. I am not something called mind. Mind is another label for a concept. Mary is a label for a concept about what the eyes believe that they're seeing. So even at awakening, we continue in this world, but we continue in the knowing that I am not a dream character. I am not the character in the story the mind is creating, that the mind is writing. I am not a character in the mind's fantasy world. But I am that which is in awareness of activity and actions and appearances of this so-called characters. But I am not the cause of the activity or actions. I am aware of them, but I am not them. They are related to the body, to the form. So if I am not the body, I am not what takes place within or within the body. So in the fantasy world of mind, anything can appear. And ego is the mind's ideas and thoughts of being a person. So what we may think we are, a separate person, something that was born and taking a journey on its way to death is all mind's story. About something that has no existence. So let's take a moment to be silent. Follow a breath and let the body release into relaxation. Breathing in and breathing out. And again, follow a breath deep into the body form. I want you to be certain that you are not in the body. So allow the attention to go to the toes and the feet. Be aware of them, aware of any pulsing or sensations there. Take a good look into each toe and around the foot and the feet. Are you there? Let attention drift up to the ankles, to the legs, and the knees. And be aware of any sensations there. Look around. Are you there? Following a breath and bringing your attention to the thighs and the buttocks. Being aware of any sensations. Are you there? So allow the attention to rest at the stomach, chest, and back. Being aware of any sensations. Are you there? Put attention on the arms and the hands, being aware of any sensations, be it pain or tingling or pulsing. Are you there? Now look to the neck and look closely at the head and the brain. Be aware of any sensations. Did you find you there? And now bring attention to the space around the body. Move your awareness outward from the body and feel the space around the body. Now let awareness expand outward to encompass other labeled objects like the room. Your awareness is expanding. Let awareness now encompass the neighborhood, the streets, the houses, the peoples. Now let that expansion include the city, all of its buildings, all of its traffic, all of the noise and all of the people. Continue the expansion. Awareness around the state, around the country. Expanding ever more and aware of the space around the world. Expanding more. And awareness now covers the solar system. Feeling the expansion through space. And awareness now encompasses the galaxy. And in stillness, recognize awareness is aware of the inclusion of the universe within it. And you are that. You are not in the body with a label. You are everywhere and nowhere. What you are is beyond any description. Everything has its existence and being in you. Now follow a breath. And let go. Let go any thoughts about who you are, what you are, or where you are. Bring attention to the stillness that is. Letting go. Without following the thoughts. Just letting go. And what do you find in this glorious stillness? Being just is. What you are just is, without any labels or stories. You are not in the body. The body and everything is within you. Be still and just be as you are. Take a nice deep breath. Move the body a little bit. And there you have it. Wonderful. You have any any comments, things to go over?
I do, Mary.
Yes.
I always can't seem to get past the belief that I'm just behind my eyes. I seem to be in my head.
Did you find yourself in the head?
Well, I just seem to be there, you know?
Yes, yes, you seem to be there. And
I'm not
and
in my feet or arms.
Right, right. That's quite common for all of us, that we're looking out through the eyes. But the eyes are still the instruments of consciousness. So if you can take that, which seems so natural, and begin to recognize that since consciousness is the only presence and it is that which I am, then if there's any looking out through these eyes, it has to be consciousness that is doing it, not the label, Gary, and not the body, because the body is not sentient. So if you can begin to use that, you know, it seems like me is looking out through the eyes. Well, yes, me consciousness is looking out through the eyes, but me Gary is not. So begin to use that and make that distinction. And you will see that the one with the label part will just begin to drop away, because you are now placing your attention on what you are, which is the consciousness that is aware of the sights and the sounds of the senses. How's that?
Okay, thank you.
Well, well, make it a practice so that you begin to drop away the identity of Gary looking out through the eyes. So again, when you say, I feel like I'm looking out through the eyes, yes, indeed, I am. I, consciousness.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. That's the only difference, is distinguishing that, oh, I think I'm thinking it's Gary looking out through the eyes, but it isn't. It is I that is looking, the I that I am, consciousness.
Yeah. Great. Okay.
Great.
Mary.
Yes, goodness.
Hello.
Yes, love.
Yeah. You said that everything is within me.
Yes.
So all the experience and whatever that I'm having is within me.
Everything.
Yeah, can you elaborate a little bit?
On the happiness being within you?
Yeah, the things that I said, it is everything is within me. So all the experience and whatever that goes on
within
is
you. Within you. Yes.
Can you explain further? Yeah.
Okay. So everything goes on within you. But in our ignorance, we think those things are going on within a person, that they are actually happening to a me that I define as Mary in a body. Okay. So when I expand and I recognize that the consciousness that I am is all inclusive, because that's the only thing that is present. So everything takes place within you, consciousness, not within you, the character idea or the I'm the body scenario. It doesn't take place within that. That's the mind's story about character person. That's the body. That's the mind story. That is not reality. It is all taking place in consciousness. Even the awareness of a character as you awaken in awakening, even the story of a character being a body comes to awareness, comes to consciousness, awareness that that's not what I am. Although it's taking place within me now, and I am aware of it taking place within me, consciousness, not Mary, but within me, consciousness, I can rest in that knowing that it is just in my awareness, but it is not happening to Mary, because there's no Mary. So the happiness, everything, including joy, happiness, peace, serenity, all of that takes place within me. But it takes place within me. It is my nature. It is happiness is my essence. That's why we can never be apart from it. Joy is our essence, as is unconditional love. So we can never be apart from that. It's when we turn our attention to the happenings of what we call the person that we seem to lose that recognition that this is just taking place within my awareness. But it's not happening to a person.
Well, okay. So, like, if I see an accident, if I see an accident, so is the accident not really happening, or is it because I am accepting that it's an accident? That's why I'm seeing so.
Okay. Again, who's seeing the accident? Is it coming into the awareness of consciousness, or is it being labeled as me, person, with my concepts and ideas? That's what's seeing the accident. So the accident comes to awareness.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, if you stop right there, if you stop right there and do not turn that over to mind, don't give it to mind, you will see that nothing has happened. But the moment we give the appearance to mind, mind will generate a story based on concepts, opinions, belief systems, and all of that that we carry with us until we drop it. Okay. Then there will be an accident, and it will have many perhaps tragic and dire experiences to go along with that. But again, when it comes to awareness and you stop there and you settle into the heart center, if you settle within the stillness that is your nature, you will see a whole different scenario about the appearances.
Okay.
That you must experience within yourself. I can't explain it. There's no words for me to explain that. But when it comes to your awareness, if you stop and do not give that to mind, you will have that experience. Because it's mind that is going to distort the appearance based on prior opinions.
Okay. I understand. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you guys get that?
Mary?
Yes. Hi. Yes, love.
I just wanted to say that my experience, when I find myself looking from my personal Kate identity, it's like a very small lens. I don't, it's very contracted. And when I'm looking from this awareness, it's like universal. It's like expanded. So it's really a feeling that it's almost like a lens on the camera, you know, it goes in and out. And I don't know, I can really pick it up quicker now, that sense. It's a sense of that lets me know where I'm looking from.
Yeah.
It's hard to put into words, but
it is. It is.
But I catch But I catch myself often, like if I'm finding fault with something or just some little scoopy things, little things. And I just expand. And then it's like, whoa, I see the you see the whole. Yeah.
Yes, it is something like that. But each has to have their own experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because that kind of brings it home.
Yeah.
I can talk to you all day about the color blue, but until you actually experience that the color blue yourself, you will still only ramble around in your mind with concepts and personal ideas. You have to experience that color. And then you have your own within-ness experience. It is the same with being as you are, being that stillness, and just being that presence of awareness. When you do that the first time, when you don't give things over to the mind, there is a very deep sensation or feeling of I don't know, awesomeness, the wholeness, the completeness, it's indescribable. That's why we can only point in the direction of where that experience takes place. But that has to take place within. And I think you've all had some experiences that you can't put into words, and that's kind of what's being spoken now. A lot of your practices is about seeing the mind for what it is, which is a trickster. He's the joker in the deck of life. In the seeing of that, you begin to withdraw from mind's comments, opinions, and judgments. You just kind of just leave mind alone. Well, the more you leave mind alone, the more it goes through what we call that purification process. You're not giving it the opportunity to distort what is here, and what is here is consciousness. So when something is presented to awareness and you don't give that to the mind, it then has no opportunity to distort what the true presence is that is present. So we all good on that now? I want it to be as clear as we can get it. You're not in the body. And you're not in the mind. You are everywhere. So, yes, everything takes place within you. That which you are aware of. Given that you are awareness and you are aware of it, then yes, it is taking place within awareness, within consciousness. Right, any more comments? Any more questions? Okay, I guess we will call this one complete. And if you do come up with any questions, just send me an email and we'll go over what we need to go over. Okay? All right, let us pray. Most beloved self, there is no you and me. There is not happiness and unhappiness. There is no attachment nor unattachment. There is not desire nor desireless. In my nature, I am free of concepts. I am free of beliefs, for there is no place within me for them to reside. I am blissful. happy and free. Amen. Om. Namaste.